Now we're glad to be back again another morning with you to continue with our study of the Lord Jesus. Incidentally, the mailman has brought us a package of our books. And there are two different books there, that is a number of each. One is the ministry, well, each of them is, both of them are ministry. We've already given at other conferences and it was suggested they should be put in print. And kind of the brethren did just that. And so the one of the books is entitled From the Manger to the Throne. Some of the things like we said this week you may find in the book. And then the other one is The Wonderful Word of God. And I've asked these books to be sent along to be left at the conference grounds here and to be used by the brethren on the grounds as our fellowship with the work. We haven't opened them yet, but after the meeting we'll get them opened and get them down to the bookstall for you. Now, I suppose some of you would be guessing where we might be reading this morning, and I think some of you will be right. First of all, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, it would never do to try to cover all the passages relating to the resurrection, but these two, however, will be sufficient. Matthew chapter 28 and reading at verse 10, you know the story that goes before how that the disciples came and found the Lord Jesus Christ out of the grave and standing to speak to them. And in verse 10, Jesus said unto them, Be not afraid, go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee and there shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city. That is, of course, the soldiers who were responsible for the guarding of the tomb. And verse 12 says, When they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. You know, I never noticed until just now in reading this. Isn't it interesting how you can read something again and again and never notice it? It's commonly reported, and notice among whom? The Jews. It's the Jews. Isn't that interesting? Poor souls, however, but that's true among the Jews, not only until Matthew's day, but until our day. Verse 16, Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world or the age. Amen. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we've read some of this the other night, and here we are again the other day. Now, 1 Corinthians 15, and reading verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. And I hardly ever read that verse 8, but I like to think, and last of all, he was seen of me. And I'm thinking not of the Apostle Paul, I'm thinking of oneself. Thank God for all of us in the meeting tonight who can say yes, and that's true of me. for I have seen him too. Did you ever stop to think that you never saw the Lord Jesus really, did you? None of us. Never looked into his face. And yet somehow or other, I don't think the disciples have had anything over us than we have, than we have. Meaning to say, in relation to the being fully convinced that our Lord Jesus Christ died and rose again, I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Now, I think you should remember this, that the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ has to be accepted. Or if it will be rejected, then it must be rejected on a story. And that story, I want you to notice, is recorded for us in Matthew chapter 28. Now, he either rose again or he did not rise. And if he rose, we have fact. And if he did not rise, then that we call is fancy. But we know that he rose. Notice that the disciples tell us that he rose. The soldiers tell us he did not rise. Now, the disciples were not paid to tell that story, but that the soldiers were paid. And so the soldiers tell the story that his body was stolen through the night. Now then, let's consider that, as though we were a judge and a jury, considering the story we've heard. I can fancy myself many a time, if I had followed a natural bent, I would like to have been a lawyer. I'd like to have been in court. I'd like to have been able to handle cases. And maybe there's something in my mind when I come to my Bible. I'm a great one to question things in my Bible. Not to find any fault, but to get below the surface. And so many a time I've sat down and thought of the resurrection and like to have a bunch of Jews before me. I'd like to have had they lived in the days right immediately following the resurrection. I don't know whether Peter or any of the other disciples did go to the Jews and have a talk with them about it. No reference to it in the Acts of the Apostle that such a challenge was put forth. But I would like to have put forth a challenge. Now, I would say to them, if the body was stolen, now that's the only other alternative, isn't it? We say he rose. They say he didn't. They say he did not rise. His body was stolen away. Now then, the question that I would like them to answer is, and where is the body? What did they do with the body? Where did they take it? How did they dispose of it? And certainly it wouldn't be in their mind to dispose of the practical, literal evidence. All they had to do was to produce the body. And if they had produced the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, the mouths of the disciples would have been shut and shut forever. I don't know where they hid it. There's no suggestion made that anywhere they hid it. It's just that the disciples stole it away and they were never asked to surrender it. Now then, the third question is, and who did the breaking of the seal? And who was it died for the breaking of the seal? Now, I think you can appreciate that. When that seal was placed there, it was the seal of the Caesar through his representative in Jerusalem at the time. And to break that seal was tantamount to saying, I defy Caesar. And to break that seal would have meant instantaneous death for the one who had broken the seal. Now, there was no one ever put to death for breaking the seal. And then the third thing is, when the body was stolen, how did the steal take place? Well, they came into the grave while the soldiers were sleeping, and they rolled away the stone after breaking the seal, and then they went into the grave and brought the body out. And they laid it on the ground, and they started to unwind the cloths. The cloths. You see, the word for clothes is really the word for cloths, and it was wound, wound and wound. Each member of the body being wound, and then the big linen sheet was wound around the already wound body. The body was wound with the cloth. Now then, they would have taken them several minutes, no matter how fast they worked, to have removed those cloths like taking off bandages from the head to the toe. But no, sir, when they found the body, they found the grave clothes in their original convolutions. Meaning to say that the body had been extracted from those bandages without disturbing the bandages, and we're supposed to look in and see, as it were, bandages in the shape of a human body with a napkin to represent the head a few inches or so above the shoulder. Now that's what we've defined. And yet when those disciples stole that body, as the soldiers say, they took the time in the presence of sleeping soldiers to unwind the body of the Lord Jesus and carry it away. Now then, another question I would like to ask, and that is, did the soldiers all sleep? Were they all sleeping? Now, if I'm right in my assumption, and I think I am, there were four quaternions possibly, and that would mean at least there were 16 soldiers. And during the time that the soldiers were asleep, the disciples stole the body. Now, we have to assume that not only one soldier, but every soldier went to sleep. Now then, the interesting thing is, and oh, can't you see the soldiers on the witness stand? And I'm the prosecuting or the defense attorney, whichever way you look at it, but I'm not on the side of the soldiers. So I'm prosecuting them if I'm against them. And can't you hear me say it with icy tones in my voice as I fold my arms and look into the faces of the soldiers and quietly say with incisive words, "So you were sleeping when the disciples stole the body?" "Yes, sir. We were all asleep. We were all asleep." How do you know then that it was the disciples that stole the body? That's the end of it. That's the end of it. Now, I think you'll agree. I see you nodding your head, so I see you agree with me. I like people to agree with me if I like them to be right. So you see right there, with that last question, we would say, using our common word, there wasn't a leg to stand on. Now, the amazing thing, beloved saints, is that you have to accept that. If you don't accept that, you've got to accept the story he wrote. That's the only alternative. And I still feel that the only explanation is the blindness from God. It's a terrible thing when you read of the God of this world blinding the minds of them that believe not. The Jew, as a nation, is blinded by God. And you will agree with me that we talk about missions to Jews today, and God bless every Jew, everyone that tries to be a blessing to the Jew. But what results have we ever obtained speaking in a broad line of our missions to the Jew? I wouldn't discourage anyone. But remember, you're dealing with a people. I'm not thinking now of individuals, for God has gloriously saved individuals among the Jewish nation. But as a nation, blindness from God. And that's the only reason you can give for the explanation of why the disciples, or the soldier's story, was allowed to be scattered around. The high priest and the chief priest, and they gave the money, and they were paid. Not a penny given to the disciples. And yet the disciples, they told all that story, and told it at the risk of their death. Now then, having said that, you know, there was only one resurrection recorded in the Bible. Only one. Well now, wait a minute, I know what you're going to say, and I'm anticipating that. What about those resurrections that the Lord Jesus Christ performed? Lazarus was raised, and the widow of Nain had a son who was raised, and Jairus' daughter was raised. They were really not resurrections. In the strictest sense of the word, they were what we would call resuscitations. In other words, they were brought back to live a little while again, and then they died. But only one rose and lived and never died again. So this is the only resurrection story that we have in the Bible. Now then, we have four views of the resurrection. I would call them perhaps facets, F-A-C-E-T-S, four facets of our faith. And one is, it's a historical fact. I don't even have to go to my Bible to know the story of the resurrection. All I have to do is wait till Easter comes around. And there's a certain date that's set, and that's called Good Friday. And there's another date set, and that's called Easter Sunday. And the world tells me that he died on Good Friday, and they tell me that he rose on Easter Sunday. So there we have the historical aspect of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But not only is it a historical fact, it is the fulfillment of prophecy. The fulfillment of prophecy. Now, not that I'm thinking just not now exactly or only of prophetic utterances, thou wilt not leave my soul in Hades, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. No, there are many like that. But I'm thinking rather of illustrations, a type of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. One, there's a resurrection of him as a bridegroom. Two, there's a resurrection of him as a savior. Three, there's a resurrection of him as a high priest. And four, there's a resurrection of him as king. And all those four offices are his in glory today. First of all, the resurrection of the bridegroom, Isaac, is the type. Have you noticed? I've mentioned Genesis 22 already different times. I'm going to mention it again. It says that Abraham and Isaac went to the mount. It says that Abraham returned. Where's Isaac? Of course, he came back with his father. There's no question of that. Scripture doesn't say it. So Abraham returned to his young men. It says Abraham and his young men and Isaac went to the altar. Abraham returned. Well, where's Isaac? Can't see him. Oh, yes. That's chapter 22. Then I come to chapter 23. What happens in chapter 23? Isaac's mother dies. What happens in chapter 24? Abraham sends his servant for a bride. And now I see Isaac. Now I see him again. And where do I see him? The last time I see him, he's yonder in death, in the figure of death on Mount Moriah. And the next time I see him, he's on the way to meet his beloved Rebecca. Oh, isn't it precious? Genesis 22, Christ dies. Genesis 23, God buries the nation of Israel. Genesis 24, he changes, chooses a bride. And when the bridegroom comes, the bride and the bridegroom meet and live together. So our Lord Jesus Christ as the bridegroom is beautifully typified by Isaac. Abraham said, I want a bride for my son Isaac. You know, when you give a gift to the couple who get married, that gift is to express your love, your joy, or your appreciation. There's some reason for that gift. It's the expression of some attitude you have towards the couple. He gives her a gift. And I'm sure none of the friends ever give the bride and groom the gift, but the groom gives the bride. And as he gives the bride his gift, that's the expression of his love. And when Rebecca is presented to Isaac, the old father could have said, I don't know if he ever did, Isaac, as long as Rebecca lives, you'll know the appreciation I had for you for your obedience to me on Mount Moriah. I'm sure Rebecca must have known that story. I can't prove it from Scripture, but I think Isaac would have told her how and what had happened on Moriah. And I would think, I see Rebecca looking into his face. And Isaac, did you really submit to being put to death? Did you think that you wouldn't die and some miracle would happen? No, I expected to die. And I expected, however, that after I died, I would rise again. Because my father told me, and I knew the promise of God, that I was to be the promise. Well then, Isaac, why did you, however, allow your father to put you through that ordeal? I think I hear him say, Rebecca, I love my father. I love my father. Abraham, you really love your son, don't you? Why do you really love him? You seem to have an unusual love. You undertook that journey by the hand of the servant on that way to bring Rebecca, into the company and arms and love of Isaac. But why did you do that? Well, as long as Rebecca lives, my son will be able to look into her face and say, my father loved me. My father loved me. My father loved me. Oh, I can see Rebecca. She must have been a happy woman. She couldn't have been otherwise. To think that she was the expression of the love of that father to that son. Brethren and sisters, no one will ever be nearer to our Lord Jesus than we. And I want you to leave the meeting this morning if no other thought from the message will rest with you. Let this rest with you. But my brethren and sisters, I'll for all eternity be the expression of the Father's love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Then let me say this, beloved friend, about it. The truth of the resurrection is the Gibraltar of our doctrine. The Gibraltar. Now, I think you understand that word Gibraltar, don't you? You know the story of Gibraltar. Oh, that mighty rock. And we use it in our speech from day to day. We use two terms. We speak on one side of the fence, the Gibraltar of our faith, and then we use a term like this, and he met his Waterloo. How many times we speak of that. Well, here, the gospel, the resurrection of Christ, it's the Gibraltar of our gospel or our doctrine, and it's the Waterloo of infidelity. The Waterloo of infidelity. Now, let me explain the story of Waterloo, and then you'll understand what I mean. Not the details, but the Englishman, the English nation, stood waiting in England when the battle was being fought at Waterloo in the year 1815, Wellington in person meeting Napoleon. And by, as they're waiting, the semaphore signals begin to come through from France to Calais, England, or Dover. And as they're coming relayed across the English Channel, the one that finally reaches England has only two words. Wellington defeated. Then fog came down and there could be no more signaling. And with bated breath and eye strained and heart beating wildly, they're looking still. Something surely else will come through. And finally, when the clouds or the fog lifts, two other words come through following the first two. Wellington defeated. There are two more words. The enemy. Wellington defeated the enemy. We go to Calvary. We stand below, as it were, by the side of the cross. Wellington defeated. Wellington defeated. Meaning what? Look at that bowed head, crowned with thorns upon the tree, silent in his agony, crushed beneath the load of the wrath and curse of God. Christ defeated. But look at him as he rises from the grave and stands outside the spot where he lay and says to those dear women, I am he. Mary, don't you know my voice? Oh, beloved saints of God, thank God for the cardinal doctrine of our faith built upon the death of Christ. Then, beloved saints, it's what I call a holy dynamic for Christian living. Why are you living a Christian life? When you die, you'll die like a dog. Don't you know that? I'll die like a dog? Nothing of the kind. Well, what will happen to you? I may die, but brother, let me tell you, I won't be there. What you see will be the body I lived in. I'll be living with Christ. And I have a glorious future wrapped up for me with my blessed Lord Jesus Christ in the day to come. If death ended all, beloved saints of God, we wouldn't be Christians, and then I'm going to change that. Meaning by this, that in the final analysis, looking back over my life of 60-odd years, I'm glad I was a Christian, even if I should die like a dog. What do you mean by that? Well, beloved saints of God, I think even living, we have the better end of the stick. But in the final analysis, that's not the reason. We're looking beyond the tomb. We're looking beyond the grave. We're looking to a glorious eternity lived in fellowship with a person of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's how the disciples viewed it in the Acts of the Apostles. Stephen, if you preach like that again, we'll stone you to death. Stone me all you like. Stone me all you like. Well, he did it. And they take those boulders, not just little pebbles, and they drop them down on that young man's body until it's a bloody pulp. And with his last breath, with eyes glazing but still looking glory-ward, he says, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. He fell and said, Stephen, how could you die like that? I saw the risen Christ. I saw the risen Christ. Saul of Tarsus, you had a future that millions of men would grasp at if only it had come their way. You had all the potential of rising to be a man of destiny. You turned your back on it all as a young man. Why did you do it? Well, he said, you know, I always thought the story of Christ was a myth. I believed in God, you know. I always did. I was a pious Jew. And I believed in the Old Testament teachings, but I never believed that carpenter, an itinerant preacher, that man called Jesus was the Son of God. And I was determined to oppose to the last ditch every time I get someone preaching that he is the Son of God. And he says, breathing out threatenings and slaughters, I was on my way till suddenly I heard a voice. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Persecuting, Lord? Persecuting you? Never for a moment. Not thee, Lord. I would never persecute thee. I'm defending thee, O Lord. But who art thou? I'm Jesus. Oh. I'm Jesus. Oh, see, what a revelation. You are the one that they hanged on the tree. You are the one that laid in the tomb. You are the one who rose then from the grave, as they say, that changed his whole life. And the day came when he gladly, willingly laid his head on Nero's block. One stroke of the axe and his sword erects and he was gone. Oh, beloved saints of God, we have a glorious future. No matter what this earth will give to us, no matter what our trials may be, thank God in the final analysis, we will be with Christ in the glory forever. And then one could think of the catacombs, but I think I've given enough evidence. It's the cardinal doctrine of our life. Now then, having said that, I want you to think for a little while of the fact that there is a resurrection, not only a physical resurrection, but there is a spiritual resurrection. And when I trusted Christ as my Savior, that's exactly what happened. I entered into the blessings of spiritual resurrection. You have been quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sins. Now, I'm not going to preach the gospel at this moment, but you can see where that is the gospel, can't you? We were dead in trespasses and sins. And when God saved us, it was a spiritual resurrection. We were made quickened. We were made alive in Christ. But now, having said that, that's the resurrection for the sinner. Then there's also a typical resurrection for the saint. And I don't know if any of you dear saints have seen this before. I'm sure some of you have. But when Paul spoke of it in the epistle to the Philippians, and I'm constrained now, I think, to read it for you. I know if I say it, I know what I want to say too. But the Spirit of God seems to say, read it and let the saints see it for themselves. This will be something new, I'm sure, to some of you, but I want you to notice it. So turn with me to the Epistle to the Philippians, chapter 3. Philippians, chapter 3. I remember it was almost a shocking experience for me to discover this, for I'd never heard it presented like this before. Paul gives his testimony, you might say, in chapter 3, and then he comes down to verse 8. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, For whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Now here's the verse. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, the word means lay hold of, that for which also I have been laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have laid hold of, that is fully laid hold of, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now then, the verse that is the puzzling one, is that verse 11. If by any means I may attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Paul, tell us, what do you mean? What do you mean? A salvation, Paul, is not a human attainment. Now, do you get the point? So, therefore, he's not saying, I'm living in such a way that when I die, I know when Christ comes, I'll be raised. I'm sure you can see that. Are you trying to attain to be risen, raised when Christ comes? Of course you're not. Did you ever hear of any Christian who was living in such a way that to be sure that when he died, he would rise again, as though he hadn't understood the perfection of the finished work of Christ? What does he mean? Well, you know, the word resurrection means stand out. Stand out. Stand out. What then is Paul saying? He says, I am seeking, I'm striving, I wish to attain, to be able to say, thank God, now I'm standing out. You'll know I'm a Christian when you see me. You'll know I'm a Christian when you talk to me. You'll know I'm a Christian because the way I live, my life will be standing out. You'll never have to ask me a lot of questions about the date of my conversion and when was I baptized. And what church do I belong to? Just live with me long enough, and you'll say there's something of Christ about that man. The resurrection of the dead. Now, he says, the Lord laid hold on me, that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. Christ laid hold of me. Now he says, in the sense in which Christ laid hold of me, I'm going to lay hold of Christ, so that I will stand out, attaining unto the resurrection of the dead. So there's not only the physical resurrection and the spiritual resurrection of the sinner and being saved, but here we have this typical resurrection, standing out. Christ-likeness. Christ-likeness. You know, one of the highest honors, beloved friends, that you and I can receive in this world is not to tell anybody, after not having told someone whom we're going to be with, that I am a believer, is to have them say to me, excuse me, but are you a Christian? I mean, are you a Bible Christian? Yes. Thank God, I'm a Bible Christian. What made you ask that question? It gave us great joy when our first girl went to work and in an office in the city of Hamilton, and came home one day from work, and she said, you know, the boss asked me today, what was it that was about me that made me different from all the girls in the office? And that was good, wasn't it? And she said, I had the opportunity to explain to him. Now, our daughter stood out. And thank God, she always has as a Christian girl, now as a Christian mother, with her four children, she's always stood out so the others have been saved too. But that gave us great joy. You know, I like that little button, and I would never discourage anybody from wearing it. Nor I would not. I am a Christian. Some have just a question mark. What do you mean by that little button? Oh, by the way, that means I'm wearing it because I want to talk to you about Christ. I can appreciate all that. But beloved saint of God, if we're living as we ought to live, without having to preach, without having to tell a testimony, just let them live with us long enough. And finally they'll have to say, there's something about you that's different. Something about you that's different. Not because you carry a Bible. Not because you go to church. But there's something I can see about you. What is it? You know, some years ago, there was a dear old servant of Christ, and I told about him before, but I haven't told you this story of him. His name was William John McClure. He went over to England on one occasion, and some of the brethren thought they would like to take him for a trip to London. And when they got him into London, they said to him, after taking him here and there, "Now, would you like to see Madame Tussaud's waxworks?" Well, he didn't know that he wanted to see figures of wax, but he was good enough to say, "Sure, okay, I'll go along." But he got all tired out, walking round the first floor, looking at all the exhibits. And then they says, "Now come on downstairs, I'm going to show you the Chamber of Horrors." "Oh no," he says, "not that. That's where they have all the murders, you know, downstairs." And no, he didn't want anything of that. Well, some of the rest of them did. Well, he says, "I'll just sit here. Here's a chair, it's empty, and I'll just take this chair and wait for you till you come up again." And where was the chair? It was on a stand beside a table, and apparently it had been used by a wax figure, and they'd taken the wax figure away for some reason or other, so nobody was using it, and without asking anybody's opinion or advice, he just stepped up and sat down in the chair. And he had his hat on his head, he took it off to rest, and an umbrella in the other hand, and he sat down there, and he began to get a little dopey. And by his head fell forward on his chest. He wasn't really sleeping, but he was dozing a wee bit. And just at that moment, two girls who were looking at the different exhibits, you know, going down, this one, and this one. And when they came to the one that was next to him, I don't know what it was, doesn't matter. One girl said to her, "Boy, oh boy, they certainly look like real, don't they?" The other girl says, "You know what I think sometimes? I think they are real. Only they hold themselves still. They fool you. You think so?" She says, "I do. Just look at that now." And they're looking at this exhibit. And the other girls whispered in her ear, but loud enough for the old preacher to hear him, "Get up and give him a poke. I'll tell where he's living or not. Get up and give him a poke." And so Mr. McClure, it caught his ear. He thought maybe it was himself they were talking about, but they went with the next exhibit. But he says, "I got off that stand in a hurry. You know why? I didn't want any girl coming up to poke me to see if I was real." And then he applied it. You know, beloved Christian friends, some of us would have to get a poke someday to see if we're really Christians. Oh, God grant we don't have to get any pokes. Let us take Paul's water, that I may attain unto the resurrection, that I may attain to one who stands out as a Christian. Stay with me for a little while. And sooner or later you'll have to say, "You know, sir, you know, Mrs. Dear or Madam or whoever it is, I believe there's something about you. Are you a Christian? Are you a believer?" "I certainly am. That I may attain unto the spiritual resurrection." Shall we pray? Oh God, bless thy good word. We thank thee for the Lord Jesus Christ's resurrection. Oh, Father, we love to stand with weeping hearts, sometimes in spirit around the cross, and then our tears are dried, and with joy we sing as we sang already this morning, "Up from the grave he arose." Oh, God, our Father, we thank thee we can truthfully sing, "I serve a risen Savior." But, oh, Lord Jesus, as we live for thee down here, some of us can preach a little. Some of us can give our substance a little, but all we believe more precious than either of those two attitudes, we should be able to live for Christ, so that all who get to know us without our having to give a testimony would say, "There's something about you." May that life of Christ which was the ambition of the dear Apostle Paul. May that life of Christ be revealed in us, that others may see Jesus in me. Now we thank thee for the hour we've spent together. We'll commend us to thee as we separate. Keep thy hand upon us through the day. Bring us up for the meeting in the evening. And may indeed there be the manifestation of thy presence and power again, that the saints will live this week in the ministry for many days to come. We ask it with thanksgiving in the Savior's holy name. Amen.
I'm sure you're out. You'll be out regular that week. Boy, is it in Boston? I don't know. Hey, fuck out. Another one say the wolf for you. Oh, no, you're right. You're the little woman. Look, Zuby. Look at me, wolf. Now, don't you, Zuby? And the sheriff, her's gift, yeah, so. The one says the sheriff's me, I'll meet already. Yeah, sir, who's the pastor? You think I said one, we must. I don't know since it was a woman. I know since it was that time with you, but I'll do me all hang on it. I just hear one laughing about you, but about it. The sheriff will put it, I know since it was. Sir, she's doing. I do. Oh, we're honey. Stop the cat's number. I'll go there with the sheep for me. Shall go for the shower one. If now, see, it still sends a shower, but hurry, me ask you to the door, I wouldn't mad, not keep it still without. So I see when you visit the crown of the earth, you. Reef the boom, as you need sons here, but I couldn't wrong it. Oh, and give help. That's true. As knocking the ether on the surface, here at the tickle. Never this will be good cowboys that are still all tiny. Every time you don't eat much more fit, I was eat out, take it stuffing again. You know, fine. Meh. Now, this off roll for fascism and snickers. Doc. Ew. It calls a week. Hard. Yeah, so. Honey, is it all not? And if you did, if you would, you do how? There's no secret or what? The names you can't have to the box. Then you draw for some. The last one. You understand, in both people, there's no winner for what you bought. You can't do the last one. You understand, in my new people, you help. And it opens your eyes, and have me much of the out, you understand him, that I do a new officer. Well, you understand him, wasn't that we just recovery. You understand him, half the box that I win with your office. Yes, that's an amino science. Win with your office. You understand negative sound on the found round with the seven. Shop with the zero good same. That has suggested, nurse, you go allow off the grateful feet, somebody's about to answer it. The moment he let that mark, snooky, and a missy. The girl will bring a market. The moment he let her can ask it, and he'll be in the middle with all sack. That's never been in the middle of seven, like Mr. Girl of it. Now, he bought it, what has my girl of seven? Very horrible, what happened? Or I'm a drinking even a flat, what? Yeah, the snorting at the trigger, but you never up. Or I'm a snorting at the trigger, best it up. You know, Mama's telling it, not fast one. They'll not see you ruined by you. You know, Mama's talking. There's your books of an ovina. That's an old master of tongue out there. The moment that I see a guest, nah, that's never been a sit, never been in a minute. Down there on the trophy, earth could look nobody. Never been in a minute, who's good, down the stumps of the aside. Really with the balance. If she asked if me what he taps, and she asked the nurse you with the blade and order, the unarmed. Why did it have so easy? Why did it have so easy? Walk back, no, say, and he'll have a good one. I'll do me home. I dropped out, it's husky. There's here for so easy. I know, it's grown, he. I didn't his heel clouds, so we found it, I'll do. Oh, he clouds, it's it. Yes, certainly, he's told, sir. Wish, little city, little of this mark, we knew it. Dogs. Here's heel foils, so we dog do call we. Dogs, heel speed about the Bajirak. The two read me. Nah, dog do call we, dogs, heel. He says to them, yeah, for fascist and I, but sketch knock in the area, so don't know we can't. Man, they get that dog. My people there once, so we look. And he's talking to my ring or a foot. Very specific, nah. Dog listens out for the then he gets the deal, so now, just by real, let us be. I hope Nicole will be for seeing that. Last time, so we. May the deal snare the house, so it. Last time, so we. This is half that year, we knew. What? May it was dog. Heal the dust in the dog, do me fall, so we. This novella should be the one thing to certify. I'll do all when I give you. I'll just deal with the gifts of an early, you know what? sadness of Burma. Of vanity. Yes, now get off you. Yes, sir. Yeah, it's kiss. Yeah, sir. Yeah, it's kiss. So we listen to this. Yes, and so we. So listen to so we. If now, all funny. If now, all we are just all fine. If now, throw up this each year. Yes, sir. We will be make me eat all course. The girl of the sea, she out, me, she were all friends, but he's at the, yes, who's in the shallow. Yeah, she out, pun that, yeah. Yeah, all we was this, no, that's the house, and he's not gonna kiss. How do, all, honey, yeah, yeah, yes, all, she, do all of us. Do all of us. It runs on a really light. Really, but don't be the test, and the six, the help was a dog doing it all. Do all which means that I wonder when we, she asks us he's all of this, he was your last the sock to that. Snoop your feet, fetch your vent, bring down the drink, you've been there freedom. Here's the idiot, Fesca. Snoop your feet, say, if you're fiab, Fesca, or they get all weakness. Do it, dear feet, if you're fiab, if you're fiab, yes, or they get all will be good. Now the scarish nest helps the bang, it's on sock to sir, it's cafe barrel. Even though we're lucky, you're gonna get the sock to sir, it's cafe barrel. And if you into the dog, you get them. You'll perceive your scalp mask yet. The moment and the man and out, down the school fashion to the ninja nuts and surfers. And you'll perceive your scalp, spescat, or they get all woosed in this blue beat and my brills and after you'll lose it, never. You'll perceive your spescat, or they get all woosed in this. And it's how this is here, 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 submit. Self oppressed, dull, wandering, how, hell would an rest of that dog, but. Yes, did that dog just report it. Never have a trouble with me. Roll off the bed, roll off the bed, roll off near Bishop. Scrum the week was a year, the night I could be sure I'd back with no work. All the socks be a one's a rip. She had her passes, she had her plus, whoop, the said I could be sure. I knew all one. I was here with. The show goes for the. She survived for this. I knew all. Honey. I knew all. Where's me get that? She had me dear food. God wants much that you know what? She's but dull, but I'll just say, oh, for the near one. Yeah, me, I'll seal sharp elf, but me, I'll seal the sea root. Yeah, me, the low in the sea. I'd listen to her, but the near one, no, me wasn't. God, look, dear one, this is my upset, he sure is listening. God, do, oh, miss, no more name, and I don't wonder it. It's sure be a thank you, sir. God, do, oh, where it's steal that. The dog was here, this now, no, no, so I'll go sit under this, no, what? It's good, dog, and so we net. Dog, too. Oh, honey, net. Sir, he got me, it's just not here for honey, but here the morning. Sir, oh, there's no staggy, and sir, he's not here for the suit, and staggy beat your pet dog, too. Oh, honey, net. Well, the suit, and staggy, and sir, he got me, it's just little honey, net. Oh, we don't serve them, we need you to serve we, but, here we go, man. So nice to the butt, oh, but, for fast to the fine cabbage, so. Yeah, for fast to the nice meat, honey, now if you would hear it, girl, for fast to the nice meat, oh, yeah, now if you would hear it. Now that is who's beating it, she nearer, she landed her, she hit the butt. The sheriff will cook his towel, love you, so there's no water. Now, because it's the nice meat, her cabbage, her odds, here there's any cabbage, so. Ah, see, he said, in on the set said that he's in the shields and after to help people. Right, the shields and after the dogs all keep. Well, I found some that. He found that she had the shields and after, so, funny, he had help. Yeah, I'll serve me. She's the line of service, see, but, and I guess that that clung there. No, that leader crashed to her beat the cab looks out. Good. Yeah, well, size is just movie. Size just movie as a film. Dog was moving up short. He'll do that. She is some poor daddy. Smashed it at her and stretched down as her in a sofa. Oh, he's for the. She is someone too. Dog was person and was a messy. And like that, the cat knocked upon the heaven. Yeah, that's why. Then the fair would fall on her old drug. I'm doing the mark making a fun by you. So out, says he. She looked out of sight. There's my young fairy has just said this is the output of the lift-off with the S-figure-eight of one that sheer squeezed in that tonight as he knew we'd over him. Ooh, young Miss Ed, Joe, and this girl, we'd out for sure. Ooh. I still do much or still much. We can answer now. He's going to show himself a little. Like it, I'll give you. And so bow. As you read now, he bows and so we. Now, here, ask the mess, look at all these. I'm afraid we shall start to hunt. I'm not getting a fun back here. Whoosh, sir, he'll help me. Who's that, you know? There is no bad as this now. Oh. Who's better about us, you know? Not that you're afraid for this no more. We're all food in this county, it's innocent. There is now. That's all I understand. But why wouldn't he ask for that? Then we'll ask me if you're still in the middle. Now, so I'll come in on this and the army. Now, I'm like, they're all the most on house. Yeah, one of them. Then have you good. But they do outside good. There's a good number. There's not. Sure, you're close to know. Give him child there. All the mucks are sending boss. Down the tree, and he's getting a pleasure down. I asked him to meet who was sending him when he read. Says it, but it's a half of the damn too well. They father was much on me off the nibble snapping in the last little one. Well, the tree is fit, must you send him out and nag you down him. Came out, dub, serve out for the nuts of muck. Man, one. I love you, who's stuck. Yeah, what? Nah, kissing his throat nice. Perhaps you won't snap me, and your posse was snapping the ass, who's not up. And your posse was getting that, oh, yeah, who's not. Perhaps you're best out. Jeffrey, you got the order of the tackle dog, and then I'll sleep it up, but me on the drink. And the sheer loss of pain, she's gonna get the neck, and then your posse, I'm not crossing the week. See if you've somehow to see. Right, your posse was dreading of me as much as I would. I need a country with yes, as much as he felt the dog in the last crystal. I was no in the sheer loss of pain, she's gonna get the neck, and then your posse. He'd already done this. The horse is, and the dog, and Mark is up, and the sheer loss of beat up your refuge, so we start with Rooney. And Master, you're going to be. The goose, could I really start that? And the sheriff sits in this, and you deem it was off, because the man could not be dealing with it. Sheriff, bring the cap door to the battle out, and the sheriff lies, sir. She near skinned the dog, was near dinner, or hot. Ooh, you see. The desk, you see, is some of the self, and you would. Nah. See, I'll put up with that dog, listen, sir, for the nail with. No, you send up hot on your ship. So, the sheriff's in that large deal. I said, I'm sure you've answered it for the lad, but you won't. Sheriff, see you all. The old man sealed the sea, Rusty. The rocks that the zoo prevent us, and Sheriff Connor's keen as I heard of. Now, this is the only thing I wouldn't say. Oh, my nephews, this is not the first Miss Maribel. The rocks that the zoo prevent us, don't so Sheriff be out. Mail me out, the reason why I so proud of all you need to. The Sheriff, this is the zoo prevent. Sheriff. See you walk, says as he's been up in the night, listen, sir, for the Neil with his. Well, Neil's, he'll sheriff, yeah, he'll fill the Neil's next. Now, after two in him, hunted, wound your feather, help. I'll need a new in the out. Says he's but dull, but out, so you'll offer the new net with some gold. Never there for a friend here, huh? He's the unserved, master, fast. Master Fashion. There was you with no bit who kept you back out. I was listening up for the knee over it. The knee off with the kids. I just thought it was a near hawk in me. That's the last one to open me. Stand up. Well, then the next new future fit that is it. I'll be afraid to tell the deal with. Sir, I could deal with. I knew the LaGrasse who's still dead, but she's not true, sir. I just stopped by the boss, Mr. Paul. Very sorry, you do to see out for all the bush. Rome, so much. Shall something out for each of the cow, but yes. Yes, no, you need your surprise of us as high as the sword and the sword, but all the fear. Yes, sir, sir. Dull, bad, and they were good revenge. Cheer for your heart. I was here, what? She's no bears at all. How was it, how the slash and the sword, but all, but I'll be in. Your lips are around your sister. She may have to be a fun look, and her back to give her phone near her ear bell. Mark was seeing his look, but she found him like me, she asked her, but I'll serve the good luck. She's not good as he asked her, sir. She had perhaps reversed it, and Mickey and Found look, that is how her cousin is sweet, both her heart of stew me. The servant and me after the forget was of stew. Isn't that special, look, and her back, sir, but the now, sir, and I'm being taken on to. Oh, but so you all have this me, yeah, what that? Ah, good. Yeah, well, this is for me. She's going to be a certain one. Yeah, well, sure, we're scanning a certain one. having out of me gets sit so you know how. Oh, he's the buzzer, right? It open that pause me her for boys do. Well, by the sun, there's no one. Hey, red snow, moon, let's hear fear. I've no niggas of the needle. God, this is worse than the issue of market. Poor hand of that sheriff, but this is you all now see her. Then the head rose out of me and see it no one. Yes, sir, the meaning of the answer would be, yes. Sir, the meaning of the sheriff must be a little one. And her cash to her beat. And her cash in the opposite of to her beat the cabbage set on. God, who's here, what's this case will be? The sheriff is a United Chick, and he's dilly, but I'm a United Chick. United Chick, when he keeps pondering the dilly, but he's seen no one. Yes, he's missing some of his recovery. Yes, he's ain't eating under that, he's ain't eating under the tree, and the caramba that he's eating under, and the Zark, or the Enoch, wasn't it? The Zark, the dilly, wasn't the victory, and I'll know him. The honest world, when this is it, the gift that's in his dilly, and the dilly, but you're in the gift of me, and all the gift of me, and all the gift of me, and all the better than that. I'll get one in an under the estimate, and I'll see you but all your boss, you sir. Sunset, see it, this that. There's nearly a bus of it, but this is it, so bad that the... There's nearly a mirror, so we say. Sir, that's for sure, when an eye gets over the head in this group. See, he gets to me. Sure, she can all to me, yes, sir. I'll think of that bus of me. Sir, she out, sir, that was in our leader of strong laws, this all kid. May he do a strong frown, that. That was a whole snap. I'll pick up that bus, I'll whoop. And it's that fun. Rather than that, no. Well, as you have. He ain't given my curfew, he's got the assignment, say, sit down. The valley serve my meat here now. Here's faster at that knife, we know. Here's faster than that, and I'll spill a sick bit surfing. Here's faster than that, and I'll spill a sick bit surfing. It'll be fall, but surfing earth, and that. Now, the fast wind of the drill looks at it. I wish. Yeah, what? Yeah, what size is this will be? Well, as you beat the mission, I'm no sure, but see. Size is for a bit. So, no one helps you fast as you. Your boss is no bit. Who's not of your boss? Who's not of your boss? Helps you by hand, it does. Well, we are in this, so we hear the little beef, but I'll help them. There is in this, so we get out. So, I'll just keep the sad beer up with the door and make out what all beef is out. We'll tell you in it all. Next, the deal will move on. Help you, God, help. Wouldn't you all do it? You'll see the death on the mat, and it makes us look. Mad old figure if you're dogging it, and my feel when you're dog. Sweet, it looks less than the buck being a banana talking. Sure, after my father earlier. Stop sitting in the mess and over an hammer wet, no. You're out, you're dog, no. Wouldn't you all? Everybody in my field are pissed off, stands and numb. All getting a gap, so, and you're near to silly red. Everybody mess and never about mess at that hip. Well, you'll not miss it, that's here with it. And if you'll not miss it, that's your pillar. Well, it's in the maxi neck. All we're up, so nasty neck. Steps you can, that is. And your posse who's not, yes, who's not up. And your posse who's not, will be, who's not. Steps you that all of it. All right, that's for the neck. I'll see, cause you'll chirp it, but I'll go saw you, who'll be in that. All of us know your partner, and I'll get the goose with the car, yes, that. Sad, but me to me ask, but there's nothing in it. I'll give her a list as well. Yes, the fish will be stuck. So, hold the other, there is nothing. There is a fast obviously line in certain amount. Oh, then yes, you'll miss my, I'm going out that I was in the clouds. So we're knowing the sizzler, but down we, so if you pass it, soft, so down. Right, when I got the girl, whether the one went out in the air, strokes the old kid, that'd be a legal for my sister, isn't it? Oh, yeah, without the air, be sneezes, you'll miss. Hey, could be you in with that. That is, Santa, do it sure, but, yeah, grabbing the business, you should be out, so be you in the chest, so I. Man, and wonder, when the house, and guess we found it by the sheer amnesty. Yeah, so be you in with that. Yeah, there's no something you'll keep fishing the sheer, you'll look around with the full album, and you'll have your shoes, you know. The sharp skin, and so, so you grip, you'll hook that. See, and she was next to the new muscle. The zero, here, this is good at the weird. Yeah, yes, son, I'm sure that you're nesting. Son, now. Nilster will be in the nest. Really, we sure she's going to be out of my service. I'll be here without she grab nagging snack. They're all of them up in the hammer and thought about how to grab neck. She's not a snack. Now, if she wouldn't be that neck, they're all for fast to snake. It's a nice little of the butter at mashed throat for the tea of earth. Our old professor is a nice nature of several garages. He is a cowboy sitter. I should for me, sir, no one gives. They said he'd be stay out in it. Yeah, he's in the city right over there. You get out of nowhere, he's looking at nothing. I don't know. But in the books, they said he'd be the vanity hills in half no. It's, they said he'd be out in it. Straight zigzagging out, it's a dog. A scout of reasons and took nest by his shoe out. Yes, and the scout for passing the scatter on my dog was not a ball. Oh, me. Give help. I hope, sir. Oh, me. See, and there's never no surface. After the no one that gets up. Now, she'll tell me where with the sin. So, who's in the back of the knob, she'll realize it. Mad was in the back of the head, but old man's guess how he'd be. And the moment that I'm sure of the telesacker, if she was on it. Yep, that's what man's get loose in the big church, back to the tavern then. Yep, loose in the sheer store, scatty that way, yep, and the sheer look scatty that way. Nice to see a big lid, that man's butter, no, we were seeing that, and see that. Yep, that's some. He lead some dog with the muck to beat her. Dog's heel, with the top, miss it, dear father. Yep, loose in the sheer store, scatty in the way, you should serve me, and then. Yep, but the sheer look scatty that. Yes, pants, and yes, butts, and it's a bet, frogs, books, and yes, butts, and it's fuss at sea, here, pants. No, sir. Yes, but in the sheer, and the little scat, and the dukes, and the quarter fashion. Yes, but yes, butts, and we leave, look out, when this is fast here, you lose to the old spatter. Yes, not her fast here, because it's said that they are willing out all the trip. Great, but yes, still me, her at all.